Well, hey there, friends. You're listening to the Gina Scalpone podcast, a podcast for entrepreneurs in all industries to learn tactical tips on how to grow businesses to support a life you love. And this is your host, Gina Scalpone. I hope you're having a lovely morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you are listening to this podcast. And I hope you're having a great start to 2021. So, I have a question for you. Are you uncreative when it comes to earning an income? I'm a hairstylist, and I've heard the same thing from so many stylists during 2020 because of the pandemic. These are the things that I'm hearing in private messages from other stylists. We are doomed. We have to close down. I can't work now. I understand that. I'm a hairstylist. I've had the same issues. But what I think to myself and what I ask them when we have this conversation in private messages is, now what? So today's podcast is to push you to think outside of the box when it comes to making an income. You are in control of your destiny, not the government, not your old limiting beliefs, and not your old habits and mindset blocks. I want you to be in control of what you can control. Before I share my tactical tips for how to earn more income, I would like to share my mission with you. I've always felt this way, but it became crystal clear to me, and I have to say I'm quite obsessed or hell-bent on teaching, inspiring, and strategizing with other small business owners, not only hairstyles, so that they not only survive 2021 and beyond, but they thrive. I'm going to say that again. I believe as small business owners, we not only can survive in 2021 and beyond, but thrive. I believe we all have had many mindset blocks that we have to work through. And I'm going to talk about that today. If I can start a business during a recession in 2020 and create a six-figure business every year for almost 11 years and pivot my business dramatically in 2020 during a global pandemic, you, my friend, can pivot too. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. Are you ready? Take a deep breath, sit down, and I want you to enjoy this. Here we go. Number one, I want you to be aware of these specific tasks or services in your business that it takes to run it. And I want you to be aware of what you like and what you don't like. I want you to take a pen and paper out, and I want you to write down every single service and task it takes to run your business. For example, color, extension touch-up, going to the beauty supply store, creating social media posts, responding to clients, cleaning the salon. And I want you to rate them on a 1 to 10. 10 is OMG, I love it to death. And 1 is, I want to stab myself in the eyeballs if I have to do this again. Okay, I know I'm being dramatic. So I just want you to write that down. Give yourself like 10 or 15 minutes. Write it down on a piece of paper. Literally write every single thing out, every service, every task it takes to run your business. And number it from 1 to 10. On the examples that are 5 and under, I want you to ask yourself, can you eliminate it? Can you duplicate it? Or can you delegate it? For example, when I did this exercise years ago, I realized I don't really like, on a scale of 1 to 10, like a 2 or a 3, doing kids' cuts and men's cuts. It's just not my jam. And quite frankly, I can make a lot more money doing wedding parties and selling accessories and doing extensions and things like that. So I eliminated those services. That's just one example of how I eliminated services that I don't really like to do in my own business. You guys, you own your own business. You can eliminate things that you don't like to do, or you can delegate them, or you can duplicate them. Here's a quick example of how I duplicate something. I sell custom clip-in extensions to my clients. They would ask often, rightfully so, how long do they last? Can I wash them? You know, are they easy to put in? Like all these different questions. So once I had several clients ask me the same question, I created a template on the notes section on my phone. So when another client asked me about the clip-in extensions, I just copied and pasted the same info. So that's how I duplicated something in my own business. I love selling clip and extensions. I love when my clients want to buy them. I love putting them in their hair. I love teaching them how to use it. But I was like, oh gosh, I keep repeating myself to my clients. So I thought, let me come up with this information, spend like an hour on the information and copy and paste it and stick it in the notes section. And I can always reuse it when another client asks me the same questions. So number three, ask yourself, are you using the free platforms or taking advantage of or learning how to use the free platforms to market yourself and your amazing services on social media? I want you to ask yourself that. I won't get into specifics about that now, but if you are not, or if you want a little training on it, I have so many podcast episodes on how to repurpose your content on social media, how to get more followers, how to find your ideal client on there or ICA. So go back to like the last 10 podcast episodes in this podcast, the Gina Scalpone podcast, and just listen to them. I have so much information there about that. And number four, I want you to check your mindset. You don't have to work as a hairstylist 60 hours a week, breaking your back, breaking your neck, your feet, everything else, to create a six-figure income. You can do it in 20 hours or 25 hours a week. There's so much strategy to be done on social media and with the services and the things and the information that you know. You can teach what you know. I want you guys to be strategic about it. So you can choose what clients to work with. You can choose what hours you want to work, and you can choose what prices you want to charge. I can't tell you the amount of times that I see in this private Facebook group that I'm in, there's 36,000 stylists. Well, every week I hear someone say, they'll screenshot a conversation from their client about basically how the client is disrespecting them, their services, and their time. And when I see a post like that, I always say, it might be time to let that client go. Because you don't have to work with clients that don't respect you and your time and your services. If they're always questioning what you're doing when you're putting foils in their hair, they might not be the client for you, especially if you've already done a thorough consultation and you've showed before pictures and you've talked about how it's going to look at the end and you felt like you did your due diligence to explain what it's going to look like in the end and they still don't trust you, that might be a client you want to fire. After all, you do own your own business and it is up to you what you want to charge, who you want to work with, and what your hours are. If this podcast is pumping you up, I want you to head to the link in the show notes because I am hosting an 8-day masterclass series in a private Facebook group at the end of January 2021. Starts on January 25th. I don't want you guys to miss it. This is going to be game changing. If you liked this podcast episode, you are going to love the masterclass series. I'm going to dive much deeper into the topic of if you are uncreative when it comes to earning money, because I want you guys to win. You guys are business owners. I want to inspire you and teach you everything I know and help strategize with you so that you not only survive 2020 and beyond, 21 and beyond, but you thrive. Thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate if you left me a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and share this podcast with all of your friends if you feel like it will help them out. Thank you so much for listening, you guys. Have a wonderful day. Mwah!